key revolutions. We continue with part 8 of our series on soul and exile in South Africa, and we end the program with a short visit from ARAD, a Montreal-based group doing Moroccan gospel, nominated for a Juno in 2015 and 2018 as World Music Group here in Canada on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid. We have been continuing. This is part 8 of the development of soul, funk, and jazz in South Africa. This is our last part, a little bit on the soul elements, although a little bit less of it, as it were. We're going to return to in time in the course of the next few weeks, but I wanted to return to this decade we examined last week, looking at soul music from 76 to the mid-80s, where disco had a huge influence and soul became more highly produced and sophisticated in South Africa. But we had marked the politicization of youth movement and black consciousness movement in the 1970s, the Soweto massacres of students protesting against the introduction and obligatory use of Afrikaner in education in the poor system offered for black South Africans. That was a really transition period for young people, and marked a shift in the tone of soul music and the politicization of other forms of music. Among the forefront of political music were the sophisticated jazz musics that emerged in the 60s and 70s. We had in this last set Jabula with Let Us Be Free, taken from their first album, self-titled, in 1975. That group formed around South African musician Julian Bahula. He formed a quartet of exiles in the UK in 1974, and this group would go on for extended fame into the 1980s, recording a number of albums through the late 70s, late 70s and early 80s. A recent recompilation released in 2014 will be an element of music later in the program in our series, but if you're interested in some of the sounds we just heard, that was Malombo, and Spirit of Malombo was released on Strut Records in the fall of this last year, and really worth a listen. The group Malombo, and that's the last track we heard, was one of theirs. Mochile was known for its sophisticated jazz developed in the 1960s, but the introduction of heavily percussive orientation under the leadership of Julian Bahula, he would really collaborated with the founder of the group, Philip Tabane. We heard from him in a documentary a few weeks ago. Guitarist, extraordinary guitarist. When they split, they were known at that period as the Malombo jazz men, and they would split up, and under Julian's direction would be known as the Malombo Jazz Makers. And really, they were one of the few groups that really accented the percussive elements of South African indigenous music introduced into this jazz formula. They were heavily politicized, joining up with Stephen Biko in a theater production called Into the Heart of Negritude. This political activity, anti-apartheid music, though, would force him into exile in 1974, and he would then form Jabula, and they would go on to great fame internationally and in South Africa. They continue actually performing today, known as a kind of supergroup of this South African jazz resistance music. On CKUT 90.3 FM, after the first song in our set, Let Us Be Freed by Jabula, about 1975, we heard a more contemporary track called Bang Bang Bang. It features South African guitarist Becky Koza joining the group Chimurenga, that has Chimurenga but also reggae stylings in its music. Then Amandla, and Mayibuye. These were two groups formed after the Soweto uprisings of 1976 and the general strikes that that provoked after the massacre of children and students. And we heard Mayibuye, which was known as the cultural unit of the South African of the National African National Congress. They had an album called "Spirit of the Nation," and we heard "Standing Armed on Our Own Ground" and the song "Ayin Kia Kayaza." And then we followed with Amandla, another group formed in 1976. I think the last track, that track we heard from Amandla, "Akaya Bakulindile," was recorded in about 1977. And then we ended the set with Malombo with "Mochile." On CKUT 90.3 FM, we turn on to our second hour, 3:08 on the PM side of things. Started really late, so I'm going to run out of time with some of the material, and we're expecting to receive in studio a different transformation, completely the other end of the African continent, and it's the Festival de Nuit d'Afrique, known as the Festival de la Musique Maghrébine, or the Festival de Musique du Maghreb, North African Musics. It started yesterday, it continues tonight, and if we have the chance, we'll speak with the group Ayrand, and they're performing tonight at Théâtre Outremont. In the first part is a gentleman from Algeria we received last year on the program, a mandol player called Hamid Ushen, and then in the second part, nominated for a Juno this year, are Ayrand from Morocco, but with other members from Quebec, and they do a fusion kind of music, and I hope to have in the last part of the program an interview with a member of the one of the founders, Hamza Abu Abdelmajid, he was a singer and composer, founder of the group, along with oboist Annick Beauvais at the end of the program. We continue, therefore, with part eight, music and the soul of the 70s and 80s, rather than soul of the music of that period. I want to turn now to a documentary broadcast I mentioned earlier in 1990 on BBC that looked at the lives of South African exile musicians in the 1980s, 70s. They doesn't feature members of Jabula, but looks at some of the musicians that were living there, the expression of their music, and many of them talk about the, I won't play that part of the documentary, the 76 uprisings and the need to abandon their families and leave the country for fear of their lives and imprisonment. This was kind of a third generation of musicians who were leaving South Africa. Great jazzmen and musicians like Miriam Makeba had left in the 50s and early 60s, especially after the Sharpeville massacres of March 1960. 61, there was a period of great exile of these jazz musicians, and they made known the South African traditions of their music through those two decades, 60 and 1970. These musicians would bring the new sound of South Africa to an international audience through exile and performance. On CKUT 90.3 FM, these are the voices of some exiles, a part of the documentary called South African Blues on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Zambian, mm-hmm. I've been Tanzanian, I've been Guinean, I'm a Ghanaian now.
Eat your heart out. I've been Tanzanian, I've been Kenyan, I've been United Nations, now British. Ha ha. Sir Winston Churchill. At last.
I don't have a home in London. I came here running away from Botswana. My family is strewn all over the place. My wife is in the United States because she couldn't work here. And she's applied for asylum there. my children are in Holland because I can't take them to the United States. We haven't been able to acquire visas for them. So I'm just roaming. I don't have a country as it is.
I came here in 1987. I was deployed because there wasn't any scope in South Africa. Like, even busking was illegal.
Go, Kuband. Uthini la mntu Adam?
Adam,
yeah, I left home 1960. Came here with King Kong to do a big musical. Jack Hilton, you know, brought it over.
And we were a hit, a success. In the West End, we're playing side by side with My Fair Lady, West Side Story. But we were not promoted at all. You know, when that King Kong ended, that was it. Okay, we were told that if you want to go home, go, if you want to stay. Luckily, I had a chance, you know, agent saw me, you know, they decided to make me a model so that I can say, Kheke Amazinyo. Kheke Amazinyo means smile. You're on candid camera.
Preaching to people. I would think when I'm busking, it's not because I make anything whatsoever. It's for the love of it and for the love of the people, you know, the reaction of the people too when they listen to some, when they hear sound.
We formed the best South African jazz group at the time, which was the Jazz Epistle, with Gipi Moiketsi, Dollar Brand, Ibrahim, Hugh Masekela, myself, Johnny Hertze, and Makaya Njogo, who's also in Switzerland now. We were supposed to go to a festival in Switzerland, but then there was the Sharpeville massacre. In a state of emergency, we disbanded because no more than 5 Africans were supposed to be seen together. And as a group, we were 6 already without an audience. So that was out. Hugh left for England in 1960, and in 61 I followed.
Africa, you hear noises, you hear music from any single time of your life, that you must hear music in Africa. In Africa, you get guys on the streets playing music, you get old people singing, old women, you know, there's always sound everywhere, you know. That's the beauty of it. Most of the musicians in South Africa, they don't have to, I'm referring to our musicians, they don't go to school to study music. You just, that thing you grow up with, you know. I mean, it's from the womb of your mother.
Our presence as artists in the first place is disturbing to the South African
crowd. True.
Because we always speak to a crowd.
Always.
Whenever you perform, it could be a flop, but it's more than one or two people.
And they know that. Yeah.
And
they don't like
you
it,
are communicating all the time in various languages, the universal language, music, you know, and you're saying your piece. And as a South African, you are always saying something about South Africa. And if you say anything about South Africa, I don't care whether you are pro-government or anything, you will be talking about South Africa.
When I'm looking at the dresses, I'm so...
On the 16th of June, 1976, racist police murdered hundreds of demonstrating schoolchildren, students and workers at Soweto. A nationwide uprising followed, in which hundreds more were slaughtered and maimed by Foster's gunmen.
In an authorized ghetto, well known as Soweto, mine dust blots a million dreams. Particles which clung to gold deface the sun, undermine the eyes, make sweat speak of idle metal. Shade is nowhere, shadows dimly seen, life and expectation appear only as illusion. Chained to the sky, the aged horizon shudders through a veil of grit. Staggering this haze, like an animated oasis, a light brigade of freedom's apprentices, all eyes on rapid fire, advances with steady but adolescent stride, throwing fists, striking banners, declaiming, no slaves to Afrikaans or to any usurper for that matter. A bite at the tongue of the tyrant. With shriek and roar, the Saracens encircle, armored hides greased and gleaming, saber horns keen to dismember, and blood raced where no water ran before. The enraged and undernourished stand their ground, stave off the metal herd with fragile crack of wood and rebounded stone of steel, and blood raced where no water ran before. An orgy of goring opened fountains onto sand, and blood raced where no water ran before. Opened craters in rebel children, and blood raced where no water ran before. Opened canyons in bold mothers, sank mines in proud fathers, emptied their histories into ditches and dongas, and blood raced where no water ran before. And blood raced where no water ran before. And seeds take root where no seed bore fruit before.
Sibuyile nonyaka izintombi zomqashiyo siyakhanyisa ngesibanzi somqashiyo. Sibuyile nonyaka izintombi zomqashiyo siyakhanyisa ngesibanzi somqashiyo. Sibuyile nonyaka ithini izintombi zikwazenjani no?
Iphambili umqashiyo.
Sibuyile nonyaka ithini?
Yeah.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Music of soul and disco and jive into the 1980s. This has been part 8, Soul into the 80s, Let Us Be Free, the politicization and renewal of the musics by youth, by Jasmine, by Exiles, and a turning point we saw last week, but really the 1976 massacres, Soweto massacres of students, protesters, and the mobilization and strikes that would follow the extreme violence and the emergency state imposed by the government was a real turning point in the music in South Africa as well. We started this last extended set with the documentary, the first part of it, called South African Blues, released on BBC or broadcast on BBC in 1990 by Alec Metcalf, the director, featuring Churchill Jalobe, the flautist that you heard, Princess Patience, the female voice you heard there, who was a singer, actress, and then model staying in South Africa, Robbie Sithole, and the pianist Jonas Gwangwa. He was the first voice we heard there. And speaking a little bit of the identity, the impact of a really interesting documentary. You can easily find it on South African Blues on YouTube. Worth a listen, both for the human element in terms of how many of these musicians found the impersonal and individualized existence in Europe or the United States rather difficult, and they refer to themselves, especially the flautist, Robbie Sithole, as human beings, and how living in South Africa with nothing, one could even borrow pants from a neighbor, and one would always greet everyone that passed, a fellow human being, whereas the individuation and isolation of urban living in exile and in the Occident was a really harsh reality. Documentary is worth listening to, just from a personal point of view, the experience of these musicians living in exile, especially in the UK. We went from there to Spirit of the Nation, I believe 1977, one of the cultural units of the ANC. These groups, the ANC, after the Soweto uprisings, realized that the music was and culture was a weapon of politicization, especially with the uprising of the youth that didn't start in 1976, the Black Consciousness Movement with the leadership of students like Stephen Biko into the 1970s, already had adopted soul as a way of refusing the tribal identifications of the apartheid legislation and regime. We heard Mayibuye and Where No Seed Bore Fruit Before, followed then from a 1977 classic album, Izibani Zomkagishio, a form of Mbakanga and Isikamayo from the Mahatela Queens, their 1977 album, a song called Zibuyile Nonyaka. This is a group that would continue recording right up until a few years ago. I still think they still perform. They were together since the 1960s, Mahatela Queens, one of the dominant groups, and they prospered in the 60s and were foundational to music in South Africa under the broadcast regime, and we're going to hear how radio really destroyed forms or interrupted forms of music. But this music that we heard, it was in 1977, really lost favor among the youth. They saw it as government-approved music. And while the tones and sounds of indigenous music were being would be continued and maintained, they wanted something different and continued to embrace soul, funk, disco musics, fused together in jive form, disco jive, bump jive, highly popular into the 1980s because it didn't correspond to what the government wanted. We returned to a little classic album released in 1980 in the United States, or 81, Harari with Heatwave, but a song called Get Funky from their 1978 or 79 album released in South Africa under the title Get Funky, and the title track from there. And then the Cannibals from a 1980 track, and you can hear they're changing their soul sound, responding to this new infusion of traditional and modern music together, or even modern traditional music with soul, disco, funk, trying to find a new identity that doesn't correspond to that imposed by the government under legislation over the decades. And then the Cannibals then with Not Enough Far Away, as they're changing their sound in 1980, and then 1982, Steve Kekana and Hare Huma Menga on CKUT 90.3 FM. Some of the music that's becoming different, disco soul in a way. And why am I playing all of this finally? Well, I gotta take a break. I'll be back in a moment and I'll explain it all to you when we go to Bracello and Call and Go from his disco battle, disco soul battle album on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Khalid. I'll be back in a moment after these brief messages.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions, funky.
You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
CKUT 90.3 FM à Montréal. My name is Khalid. As we get into our last 20 minutes or so, one last track in this part 8, soul, funk, and jazz in South Africa today, soul into the 80s, and this change with 1976 to cite Electric Jive website and their Disco 70 Soul from the 80s series. They write, after the infamous riots of 1976, the opinion that the popular township sound of the time, Mbakanga, was oppressive radio music that only served to keep the blacks in their place was becoming more and more widespread among the dissenting youth of the country. Where did they turn to for something a bit more new? The U.S. elements of Mbakanga slowly merged with pop sounds of the States to create a synth-led, unique South African disco-soul-pop fusion that enjoyed immense popularity in the townships from the mid-late 70s to the mid-1980s. This next album I'm going to feature is Bracello. This guy had been around for almost two decades, saxophonist, had played a variety of styles, had even poo-pooed Mbakanga and jive music. But this this 1977 release kind of captures that sound and that's been of revolution and identity. It's all about identity. The Battle of Disco, he called it, and we're going to hear Call and Go. This was his response. This kind of bump jive style is jive, but with a twist, started with people like even Abdullah Ibrahim, a song called Manenberg in 1974. And this generational change was towards disco soul jive, really took soul disco elements that emerged in the mid-70s, put it together with jive. And jive, as we've seen before, is a term that really is a reference in general over the decades to amalgamation made in South Africa, various forms outside and inside of the music. Jive at the time is slightly like Mbakanga, but has these jazz elements, as you'll hear. But we'd start with and end with Bracello Mtung, who was playing sax jazz in the 60s and modernized his sound to respond to this sound, even if he hadn't liked it at the beginning. This is on CKUT 90.3 FM, Bracello on the sax, Call and Go. This was the sound that the youth were turning to.
Thank you.
Afro Disco, 1977, sur les ondes du Peuple 90,3 MF, avec moi-même Khalid. La huitième partie de nos 21 prévues sur la musique soul, funk, jazz en Afrique du Sud pendant l'époque de l'apartheid. La huitième série, je suis retourné à cette décennie 76-80 pour regarder un peu le développement identitaire et dans cette musique. Dans les prochaines semaines, nous allons retourner dans le temps au début de ces musiques néo-traditionnelles, la rencontre des colonisateurs, des visites des troupes américaines, l'église américaine au début du fin du 19e siècle. Donc restez bien des nôtres parce qu'on change de registre. Brasello, son album 1977, The Battle for Disco, une chanson Call and Go. On Funky Revolutions, we welcome the leader of IRAD in a moment, and c'est l'occasion du Festival de Musique du Maghreb, Nuit d'Afrique Productions, as it were, Music of North Africa, and its encounter here in Quebec. On CKUT 90.3 FM, the festival started on the 26th with Lekbir, tonight at the Théâtre Outremont, Fairmont. $20 will get you in first part Hamidou Chen, mandol player from Algeria, wonderful musician we had on the program last year, and this group that was nominated for a Juno A-Rad. Et on a la chance d'accueillir sur les ondes du Peuple 90,3 MF notre invité, fondateur, compositeur et chanteur Hamza Abou Abdelmajid. Bienvenue sur les ondes, ça va?
Merci, ça va très bien et vous?
Excellent, excellent. Donc ce soir, vous avez quand même eu une très bonne année avec votre album.
Ah oui, définitivement.
Ce soir, c'est au Théâtre Fairmont, c'est Outremont, c'est ça?
C'est le même, ça change tout le temps de nom, mais ouais. C'est tout le temps un peu la même chose. C'est l'ancien Colanote, okay, l'ancien cabaret du Maryland, okay. Et aujourd'hui le Théâtre Fairmont.
Excellent. Théâtre Fairmont, so the old Colanote. Vous avez débuté le groupe avec Annick Beauvais en autre.
Exact.
Expliquez un peu
le déroulement.
Oui, c'est quoi ce groupe IRAD?
Bah écoutez, le groupe IRAD, en fait, c'est parti de moi, puisqu'en fait j'avais en fait des compositions par-ci et par-là qui traînaient un peu dans le placard, si on peut le dire. Donc je voulais en fait personnellement concrétiser le projet. C'est là où j'ai fait vraiment la belle rencontre d'Annick Beauvais, qui est l'oboïste. Puis je lui ai fait parvenir mes compositions, puis elle était à fond la baraque, elle était super contente de se joindre en fait au projet. Donc c'est à partir de là où petit à petit l'oiseau fait son nid. Donc après ça, il y a eu pas mal de musiciens qui se sont joints à nous. Donc il y avait Anit Gauche au violon, Gabou Lajoie à la bass, drum Bertil. Et puis voilà, moi en fait qui guitariste aussi, donc c'est ça, petit à petit le groupe s'est formé, et puis en tout cas cette année, comme vous l'avez déjà mentionné, on était nominé au Juno, qui est une chose que en fait franchement qui nous a vraiment fait plaisir, parce que pour un premier album, se retrouver au Juno, c'était quelque chose d'inimaginable, donc c'est que du bonheur.
Qu'est-ce qui réunit l'intérêt du groupe? Parce que c'est quand même des musiciens de différents backgrounds.
Exactement. Exactement.
Pourquoi une musique maghrébine en tant que telle? Est-ce que vous la qualifiez comme ça ou...
Ben, je ne la qualifie pas du tout. Je lui mets même pas d'étiquette. D'ailleurs, c'est un peu le questionnement de pas mal de monde. Ils me disent, je ne sais pas comment placer votre musique. Ben, je lui dis, c'est peut-être ça l'idée. C'est que vous ne soyez pas capable de la placer là ou là. D'ailleurs, je suis un peu contre l'étiquetage, dans le sens... si on dit que la musique, elle est sans frontières, elle est sans frontières, point. Il reste toujours une musique traditionnelle, mais je pense qu'elle est pas mal loin derrière nous. Si on est capable de la jouer, c'est correct. Mais sinon, aujourd'hui, je pense qu'on est en train de fusionner le tout pour le tout et puis de créer une, on peut dire là, une nouvelle étiquette, mais pas pour dire une étiquette, mais dire, dirais-je, un autre style qui est nouveau, puis qui est sans frontières.
Sans ces frontières-là, qu'est-ce qui guide vos compositions donc,
Du jour au lendemain. Du jour au lendemain, ça peut changer. Vous savez, c'est un peu spécial. Les compositions que j'ai faites jusqu'à aujourd'hui, c'est vraiment du... Je suis là, je suis assis, et puis ça part. Ça peut... C'est clair que bon, ça vient un peu de mes influences. Je veux dire, je viens du Maroc. Il y a bien sûr de la musique... C'est clair qu'on voit un peu la musique marocaine, la musique chaabi, musique arabo-andalouse, un peu flamenco. Il faut savoir qu'on est à 14 km de l'Espagne, donc on est juste à côté. Donc c'est sûr qu'il y a une certaine influence espagnole. Après, bon, c'est un peu ce que j'ai écouté dans ma vie, le blues, le jazz, un peu de tout, donc automatiquement ça vient un peu influencer mes combos.
Donc c'est ce soir, Théâtre Fermant, our guest in studio is founder of the group IRAD, they're part of the Festival de Musique du Maghreb, tomorrow is Morocco Couleur, but tonight is in first part Hamid Houchen, the mandol player from Algeria we had on the program last year, and then IRAD with our guest Hamza Abu Abdelmajid, founder of the group, singer, guitarist as well. It's tonight $20, and some really, check out their album, it's available, and also on the internet, some wonderful music. As we're going fast, can I have that controller thing right there? Merci beaucoup, monsieur Stretch. Merci. On aura l'occasion de peut-être revenir ensemble et d'explorer votre musique. Mais
ça va me faire plaisir.
So glad you came in today. Stretch is coming in. This has been Funky Revolutions. Join us for next week's program, part 9, Soul, Funk and Jazz. We go back in history to the early 20s, 30s, some of the first recordings made of South African music to explain the amalgamation pre-apartheid of musical forms. I'll leave you with Moroccan gospel, Ayrad, sur les ondes du peuple. Merci d'être venu.
Merci.
I was Khalid, and reminding you as usual, free your mind, our collective ass will follow.
Avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Sounds, tune into CKUT 90.3 on the frequency modulation band radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
Hey kids, this is DJ Sirius Black on CKUT 90.3.
CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch your rule. Whoa, whoa. Yes, stretch your rule. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my name is Vern Mayton.
and I live in Montreal, Canada. I never sat there from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Car.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian